Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Across the Park podcast. A grin from Colin there. Really made me laugh. Myself, Judgy, joined by Colin Flood. So, again, thanks, Colin, for stepping in for Millsy today. Millsy sends his apologies. He's got some work stuff, which, again, it happens. But we thought it would only be right to get a show out to you as soon as possible, obviously in reaction to the latest points deduction from the Premier League Commission. So we've obviously known since January that Everton have been charged with latest PSR breach. We've obviously found out a lot more in the last 24 hours as to the ins and outs of that particular breach, and obviously have found out that Everton have now been deducted a further 2 points by the Commission. So I've got a few points, Colin, in the order of trying to decipher the 60-page report, which I'm not going to claim to have done myself. Julia Gould's done some terrific work. I listened to her a few times yesterday and seen some of her tweets, and she's done some great work alongside a few other people. And we have had comms from various different channels to try and put together the best summary we can. But, you know, obviously a lot of the summary and the answers from yourself are going to be fueled by some emotion naturally as well, because it's just incredibly frustrating, the whole process, if we call it that. So again, in the interest, Colin, of trying to get through it in a reasonable amount of time so we can get on with our own working days as well, I'm just going to bring a few points in and then ask for your input on some of them. So again, Everton has received a 2-point deduction from the Premier League Commission. Before we go into the kinds of ins and outs of the report, I guess just to give your initial reaction on the 2-point deduction, good, bad, you know, relieved, upset, frustrated, what was the initial reaction when it came out yesterday?
It was like Groundhog Day, wasn't it? It's like we've had a big weekend, good results, you know, albeit, you know, an inconsistent performance, but it's just like it's this thing that's been lingering over everyone's mind, you know, for the past few weeks, few months. I just wanted to draw a line under it, Gary, if I'm being honest with you, from a fan's point of view, because even going to match Saturday, it's just constant, isn't it? Everyone's talking about, you know, what's lingering, and it just, you know, I'm hoping that what's come from it now, I personally wanted to draw a line under it, and, you know, the two of them kind of say, look, you know, we'll drop the appeal, you dropped any further, you know, points and or whatever issue you've got with the way we've reported the finances. Because I think for the benefit of the Premier League, never mind just Everton fans, people need a bit of closure on this, because it's starting to spiral out of control for fans in general. And for me, it was just, you know, the weekend's done well, got 3 points, look like, you know, a couple of more games we could pull away from the bottom three, bang, you're straight back into it. And it just seems as if, like, you're being constantly suppressed all the time. And they seem to be, with this lingering, it's the timing of it. It's like right after a good victory. I mean, again, it's just a mess for me. And I just want to draw a line under it. And again, you know, you're kind of like, well, is that it? Is it done? And then you're there, well, actually, next season. And you're thinking, I just don't get it. I really don't get it. It's confused me to the point now where, if I'm being honest, I'm not enjoying football at the moment, watching it, listening to it. It's a big turn-off for me.
No, I agree. So sorry for dragging you onto this again. Oh, yes. But I think one thing to add or a couple of things to add to what you're saying, I guess one of them is a little bit of a clarification. You were, and this might be something that a lot of people are wondering, and again, credit to Julia Gould for, to some extent, clearing this up. The reason why it may drag on to next season is this doubt around the ad-backs. So Everton believe that all of the interest that we've paid on the stadium payments and costs for the stadium will be subject to ad-backs. So what that means in essence is the interest that we've incurred on stadium costs should be taken out of the PSR calculation. The Premier League, when they submitted their recommendation to the Commission, believed that shouldn't be the case. Yet there's an ambiguity around that. My understanding is that Tottenham completely removed all of that from their PSR when they submitted it, yet that wasn't questioned. Somehow Everton have been told that that's not applicable to their situation. Now that now apparently has became a separate case. So it's obviously not just in Everton's interest that this is cleared up. There are other clubs that have made payments towards the stadium, like Fulham have recently developed the stadium. A few other clubs have, you know, not with new stadiums, but they, you know, pay for new stands, etc. So that is something the Premier League's not going to be able to clear up in a short period. So they need to kind of reconvene, get the ducks in a row, decide what's right, what's wrong, revise whatever rules that they've made up in the process. But yeah, that does mean that it does, to some extent, drag on to next year. It's not a fresh charge, but what it would mean is that we either get to claim all them outbacks or we don't get to claim all the outbacks. If we don't get to claim all the outbacks and it increases from the current 16 million where it stands, there is an outside chance that there could be a further punch deduction, but it seems highly unlikely. So, for example, it might increase it to 30 million, but the argument would be, given the Forest, you know, only got a similar deduction to us on their 30-odd million, yet we got it for 16 million. You wouldn't imagine, even with the, you know, the most biased head on and critical head of the Premier League, that they could add more points to that. I think it would just clear up, okay, this is what the actual loss was over that period, you know, 30-odd or 16 million. So, yeah, there is a chance it will drag into next season, but I think it will be more around the clarification of what the Premier League would say our books are at the end of that period and not a further deduction. But who knows, really? Just back to your previous point, because this is, I think this is divided a few people in terms of your stance towards whether we should appeal or not. Just to get it clear from what you just said then, are you saying that you would prefer to just move on now and not appeal the decision?
I think the Premier League needs to take stock of this, you know, and look at it for what it is. It's a mess, you know, and they to the outside person looking at it, it's making it up as you go along. And it depends on in what context the new panels look at it, and it's very subjective, you know, how they measure the points and everything else. And I just think there's a common sense approach here to say, look, why don't we just waiver the appeal and waiver any further sanctions against Everton and understand the process for what it is? It's never happened before. I think it's something that needs more common sense to it. Because if not, I mean, I've got a list of teams here who I'd be very, very keen to see how things play out for the likes of Chelsea, United, Forest, Leicester. Because if this is going to set a precedent, you're probably rolling into next season not knowing what league the Championship teams are going to be in, or the Prem teams. It's going to be an absolute disaster. So for me, it's a common sense approach. I think we should just draw a line under it, move forward, enjoy the new stadium getting built, and push the team on with the remaining games and draw a line under it. Because I think, again, just the point of lingering, it's just lingering in the background. It's like, oh, it's not over. But I just think that the club and the league need to be a bit more, you know, the fans are in the middle of this, you know, of this sort of, you know, disaster, I'd probably call it. And again, guys, we go the game on Saturday. No one's talking about players. No one's talking about the new stadium. Everyone's talking about what everyone knows and what opinions of this, that and the other. Someone needs to just come out and give clarity. Look, we are where we are. We're going to move forward. Everton are going to drop the appeal because we understand that, you know, there's something in the process that's not right, and they're going to go away and fix it. But as part of that, we waiver our appeal and they waiver any further, you know, points deduction. Because you just alluded to it there about the additional payments of interest. I don't even think they know what they're doing with it and how they've measured it, because it's a first time it's probably been challenged. Yeah. And how they come out of it at the back end now is going to be quite detrimental to certain teams, you know, including us, you know, about how you've upgraded your stadium. Liverpool, for example, you know, United are looking to build, you know, the Wembley of the North. I'd love to see how they do it with £1 billion worth of debt already on the club. It's going to be, you know, fascinating to see. Like, you know, we're like the kicking around guinea pig at the moment. You know, let's see what it feels like, and let's see what reaction we get, you know, with fans, and let's do it with Everton. But it's just like Groundhog Day for me. I just think that we need to draw a line in it now and just say, move on, waiver the appeal, look forward and push the club and the lads forward now to something more positive.
Agreed, mate. And just to kind of clarify my first feelings on it, and I may or may not get some criticism, but I think I'm a similar mindset to you. I thought, you know what, we can live with 2 points. But it kind of turned Saturday's results into a draw. but it doesn't give Burnley any points either. And that was part of my I come out a few times last week and said that I felt if we didn't win on Saturday that we'd go down. The reason being that we had a deduction coming, we weren't sure whether it was going to be 2-4, whatever. But I thought more about the confidence that it would give Burnley to get a result from us and to earn more points whilst us losing a few more in the process next week. Obviously, we didn't do that. So in a way, we've picked up a point at the weekend and Burnley haven't picked up any. And thankfully, I mean, obviously Luton have got a victory. But after all that, I thought 2 points, okay, we can swallow that and let's just move on. And part of me, despite the injustice, which we're going to go through a little bit more, that the club and various journalists are pointing to, I would rather just get on with footy now. I try to do this a lot on the podcast, trying to compare footy with normal life and with work and life. It's like almost going through a tribunal with your employer and there's some wins, there's some losses, but you drag every day you wake up thinking, oh God, I've got to face more emails about this today. I've got to meet with my solicitor, blah, blah, blah. At the end of it, you get given whatever it is that you get given. The employer gets whatever he gets. And then you've got a chance to appeal it. But you just think, I can't be arsed. I just want to move on with my life. Obviously, there's always them moments where you get angry about something and bitter about the way things have gone on. But again, as a few people I've spoken to a bit more pragmatic about it have said, that's life. Like, life's full of injustices, isn't it? And this particular one has been a long drawn out, particularly hard injustice to take on the chin. But if we can get out of it, not unscathed, because we're not unscathed, but if we can get out and not be relegated, let's be honest, we were never going to be qualifying for Europe this year. We maybe would have gained a few more positions. We maybe would have had a little bit less stress. There's going to be legal costs, etc., but that's far from the biggest of our worries, some extra legal costs. I would personally rather move on from this than appeal again. There's also the small chance, and this was brought up because as I put it before, every time this is an appeal goes in, a new commission is brought together, a new group of people to look at this case. There's a small chance that these group of people see it a different way and go, do you know what? I think 2 points was generous. Let's give them 4 points. Why are we running that risk? What? Yeah. It's just not worth it. What are we? And I get it. Like, it's admirable that the club feel, they want to fight the fight for the fans and all that. But I feel like saying, just leave it now. Put it to bed. Put it to bed and let the fans, the team, the manager, the players, and I've been critical of those as well in the last few weeks based on performances. But it's not easy going into training every day thinking, it doesn't matter if we win, lose or draw, because we might just get hit in the background with something else.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, look, I'll be referring back to the points I made with Millsy previously. I don't even think we should have been deducted points, guys, to be honest with you. I was a bit disappointed that we accepted the ones we did initially. It is what it is at this point, which is what you're saying. Move on. Just let's move on and support the team. And because, like you've just referred to there, the players, could you imagine going into Finch Farm every day wondering, our game plan's going to change by the day, depending on what outcome we're going to get. The way he sets up tactically, we've been either negative about it of recent, but that's difficult for him to manage on a day by day. Yeah. Not just all to set up as a team, but personalities within the squad. He must be going through a roller coaster of emotions day by day with the staff about how to keep everyone upbeat, how to keep everyone focused. And sort of all looking towards, right, where we thought we needed 5 out of 7 wins, we now need 6.
Yeah.
So it's even more pressure, and you're like, how he's managing that, I don't know. But I guess for me, this bit of, and he said it in a few post-match press conferences recently, he just wants a line drawn under it. Move on, let's move forward. Because I think, if it is that way from now, I think the mindset of the players is more clear about what we need to do moving forward. And it's not like we've stayed up by a point. Well, actually, by appealing, it means we're going to lose that point and we might come down on goal difference. And then you would turn on the club to say, look, why did we even take that in the first place?
And that's my feeling. Again, trying to look at it from a normal life point of view. If this was going back to that little flag analogy we come up with around like a tribunal or something, if you've been, you know, through the mill for the last few months and all that, and you're biting at your kids and you're snapping at your wife and that because it's stressing you out and stuff, and then you come to a conclusion, before you'd even consider going, should I go back in that, you probably sit down with your wife and kids and go, what do we reckon here? Because this is doing my head in. I can either fight it or should we just leave it and just, you know, take our medicine and move on? I'm fairly sure it would be, look, Carl, let's move on and let's get on with life. And I almost feel like it's become a bit of an ego thing for some people at the club, because we've had, you know, a good few years of poor management at the top of the club, and we've had a bit of a win here, got some points back, let's keep going and let's get the fans on side and let's show them we've got a bit of teeth and this, that and the other. It's like, well, all right, that's fine, but the collateral damage here is the further stress and the further anxiety, the further kind of just generally not knowing what comes next and what the future holds. And I can't be bothered with that. And like you say, it could very, very easily, particularly with it being Everton, get worse. Mm. And I couldn't even bear that. And I'm certain that the powers that be went down to the training grounds today, sat down with the players and management and said, what do we think about this now? What should we do? And I'm not obviously from a legal point of view saying what's our next step, but would you rather us keep fighting this because we believe X, Y, and Z? Or would you rather go draw the line under it? That's the position. We know what points we're going to have now at a minimum before the end of the season and know what we need to do. And I'm fairly certain that the reaction would be, no, let's just leave it now. We just want to kick on and know what the job in hand is, rather than looking over our shoulders thinking, are this commission going to come back and give us four instead of two? And as you say, end up going down on goal difference or something daft. But anyway, that's kind of both of our personal opinions out, and I thought that was right to start with. Some of the other bits I'm going to come up with, and again, this is just for the benefit of any listeners and viewers who haven't caught any of the tweets that have gone out or any of the summaries that are particularly important in the case. And I'm just going to read a few of these now. Premier League sought a 5-point deduction, which means across the first two commission hearings, the Premier League sought to take 17 points from Everton. 17 points. So given that at the moment we've had 8 points deducted, that would have been another 9. Where does that put us? Level on points with Burnley or something like that? Maybe below. It's absolutely scandalous. The commission rejected arguments from the Premier League, and this was the worst bit. Honestly, this is I could not get my head around this. So the Premier League were claiming that Everton should have foreseen the war in Russia because of the 2014 Crimea invasion and the poisonings in Salisbury. So Everton should have planned ahead because all of the, you know, murky stuff that was going on in Russia. Yeah. We should have known there was going to be a war and we shouldn't have hedged all our bets or, you know, put all our eggs in one basket. So that was our fault that our owner obviously has links to Russia and so on. The commission rejected that. And this is the irony of it. Despite what the Premier League said, the Premier League themselves still had a broadcast right in Russia during this period themselves. So the Premier League didn't wipe their hands of it and go, let's get out of that. They actually put some of their own risk by having a broadcasting deal in Russia. So, you know, the ignorance and the hypocrisy is ridiculous. The commission suggested that Everton should have sold some players to mitigate, and the club outlined why this would not have been possible. Obviously, we've gone through the players that we could or couldn't have sold during that period. The club has every right to... Oh, sorry, I'll leave that one out. And upon reading the report, it seems that the Premier League seemed to flip between wanting to use Everton's appeal ruling and Forest ruling as a precedent. So they can't decide whether, you know, the previous penalty we got as a precedent or whether they don't want to use it. I mean, for example, an example of that, Forest were given a 2-point benefit, if you like, for an early guilty plea. We were only given half a point for the same early guilty plea. Just, it's mad at the inconsistency. And yeah, you know, it goes on. But I think that the biggest things for me, and I get the one that's been doing the rounds a lot on Twitter, is the kind of graphic which shows how many millions in total Forest were breached by and how many millions we breached by. Forest have walked away with 4 points. We've walked away with 8. It doesn't make sense. But then that's the inconsistency, as you said, that you get from having a different commission with a different set of eyes, a different perspective, no framework to refer to. So they haven't got a 10 million equals 1.20 million. They haven't got any of that. And still, even after the first deduction we got, the Premier League had the chance then to go, okay, well, let's use Everton's first point deduction to create a new framework for the next couple of periods. And at least there's going to be something for these commissions to refer to. But no, they decided not to do that. It's beyond ridiculous.
But it just shows you how incompetent they are, doesn't it? I mean, if that was in any normal day business, you wouldn't be well. The head of the business wouldn't be sitting where he is now. Let's put it that way. They'd be screaming for change. If you were looking at those inconsistencies from another business perspective, you'd have very little faith in that business, would you, to invest in it or I just think that listening to some of the stuff you've spoke about, guys, even the stuff about the TV rights, which you knew in Russia, that was still ongoing. But yeah, the other unwarranted or overstated comments around, you know, Salisbury and stuff like that, you're almost thinking, hang on a minute, is this a wind-up? Are they just actually sitting in a room thinking of, you know, lame excuses as to why they've done what they've done? I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist with all this, but I do feel the clubs who were looking to break away into the Super League, who've not really come out and, you know, made any comments on this being unjust, unfair, or whatever. I still feel there's a Big Six monopoly on this, and how they see it, because they, like you said earlier on, getting their ducks in a row for me about what they need to do to cover their own tracks, so that, you know, we're penalised. It's preventing either teams getting in the top six, or it's got to be within their interest, because at the minute, I just can't see anyone outside. Even, I mean, take Newcastle into account. Their owner's got more money than people can print. But it looks to me like even with FFP now, or PSR, whatever they want to call it, they're not going to get in there. You know, they get 50-odd thousand fans every game, guys. You know, more than some of the top six clubs do, you know, for theirs. But it just, even the Tottenham thing around their payments when their stadium was getting built, it's almost as if, like, when Everton have used all them scenarios that other clubs in the top six have used, they've been, oh, well, no, that's not for you, that's just for them. And for me, it just, again, it just stinks of, like, making it up as you go along. The commission, it's almost calamity, as if, like, look, we've got nothing to measure this on. Well, why haven't you? You've already gone through a scenario there where Everton have been deducted points. Where's your measure on that? Who's measured it? What conclusion have you come to with that? Where's your facts? And to go with Forrest, and that was a kick in the stomach for me. Why did they only come out with 4 points if we got six? And it's just that half a point thing was just, that's the bit where it triggered me. I was laughing my head off thinking, they are just sitting there, and I'd love to know who they are. They're just sitting there making it up as they go along.
I said this to you off air, or joked to you about this off air. What does half a point even mean? Like, when was the last time we seen the Premier League won by half a point, or a team going down by half a point? Fortunately and coincidentally, we got 2 half a points with that, which added up to 1 point, 1 full point. But what would have happened if they wouldn't have considered whatever the other circumstance was to take away another half point? We would have ended up with a 2.5 point deduction. What would that even mean? Would they have to round it up or round it down? And it would make that decision whether it's rounded up or rounded down. Or would it just be like having, or would it just be like us having unlimited boss goal difference? Because we have 2.5 points.
Yeah. I think the other thing to factor in with this as well is with the inability to sign players in the last 2 transfer windows. No one's really commented on that about, you know, it's a bit of a gamble not selling players. I get that, to balance the books, but in all theory, we've been unable to sign players really for the last 2 transfer windows. And you just look at the squads we've got and how much we've had to rely on that core group of like 16, 17 players. where, you know, we didn't sign a player in January. We weren't able to. You know, I'm sure we were looking at like Che Adams and a few others, but we've been disadvantaged for that as well. You know, where other clubs have been able to strengthen and we haven't on the back of that. And I put it back to the making it up as you go along. The guidance on it has been absolutely shambolic, you know, from the Premier League. But again, me personally, I'm not creating a theory or a conspiracy against it. I just don't think the top six clubs get treated the way we have clubs below that.
Scared of the top six clubs, that's what it is. So they've got two separate conflicting issues here in general. The first issue is that they've been forced to show the teeth because of the government's threat to bring in an independent regulator. So they thought, we've got to do it. But then they've thought, well, we can't do it to the top six. If they do, they'll break away. They'll just leave. Mm-hmm. And then we're left with loads of clubs that are not going to have enough, in their eyes, market and pull to make the Premier League the league that it was. So they're running scared still because of the European Super League and the ongoing threat of them pulling away and another league being created, whether it's a league in that runs at the same time as the Premier League, this new version of the Champions League that's got 32 games a season, that'll still supersede the Premier League from a marketing point of view because there'll be bigger teams and bigger gates and, you know, worldwide exposure, clubs moving from one city, one country to another. The scares of that and the scares of not having a seat at that table if the top six don't believe that the Premier League deserve it. And they've got that idea along with the idea that they don't want some independent regulator coming in. But now, as you said at the start of the piece, they've poked the bear so much in this instance, or more so Everton. They've picked on the wrong club, really, in that sense. But they poked the bear, and now there's that much pressure from the media, from fans, that much scrutiny over the lack of transparency and lack of consistency around all this, that they've lost on all fronts. Because everyone's turned on them from the teams below the top six, and the teams in the top six are just laughing at them, going, "Yous are a joke. Why on earth would we?" And you know, the whole city, the Man City thing, the fact that they've not come out and said anything about it, not even to say this is what stage we're up to, or they came out and told everyone that there was 105 or 120 charges. How can you say that and then not say anything for a good year and a half? It's fast,
and again, it's picking on in Masters' eyes is that the smaller clubs. Well, you know, define smaller club. You know, there's some clubs he's spoken about who've got more history than, you know, some of the top six. You know, if you look back at it that way. But I personally, myself, I go back to that point, draw a line under it, because I think they're the catalyst of their own demise. The people top in the Premier League And the more we get the likes of Andy Byrne and another more influential people, you know, in government to talk about how this needs to be more regulated for us fans, you know, not just for clubs as well, but for us fans. Because ultimately, Everton will take whatever sanctions, situations coming, but we'll still be going the game. We'll still be paying, you know, season tickets, kits, everything else, you know. And that's our investment, lifetime investment with them. But I just think even a fan advisory of some sort in the Premier League, they need to have more influence from fans about the decisions that are going on higher up. Because for me, the incumbency, though, the levels of it at the minute are just absolutely laughable. It's become more of a pantomime than actually a serious situation, you know, where a club could actually go out of business at this point. And we're only a point off, you know, going into administration and wiping debt off altogether. That's what's laughable about the whole situation with them. And
yeah, we might as well. That's a good point. We might as well have 6 months ago went, let's just go into administration, take the 10 points or nine points, sorry, take the 9 points for administration, and all that goes away. All the rest of it goes away because we're kind of on a different in a different situation. Then they can't touch us. So that's, as you say, that is completely laughable there.
Yeah. Well, again, where are you still talking about this when we should be talking about 3 points next game? You know, and that's where a lot of our time, we're almost mediating it all between each other without any clarity from the people who are actually sanctioning us at the moment. It's laughable.
No, but I think the last point you made is a perfect way to end it, in the sense that I think the Premier League have hung themselves now. it's not like nobody's paying attention to it or no spotlight is on it. I still think some of the mainstream media could be doing more, but I listened to Five Live last night, their like talk show, and it was, it, you know, it couldn't be any more glaringly obvious that every person on, and Andras, I was interesting, actually, Andras Townsend was on it. Obviously, he's trying to get into journalism and media, but he's a current Luton player. And it was funny, some of his comments were like, obviously he was referring to the fact that they've got this league table, it's got none of the points deductions or whatever. But then I think it was whoever's hosting the show said, well, what if Hughes ends up staying up because of all these deductions and blah, blah, blah. He went, not bothered, we'll be made up if we stay up. We're not going to take, it's not going to be any less satisfying to us. But the worst thing for him, and he said for the Luton players, was that because we're now appealing, potentially, it's still not going to be over on the 24th of May or whatever the last game is, because I think it's 5 days after that that the outcome of the appeal will be heard.
But I mean, I refer back to that as waiver it. You know, give Everton the option. If you waiver it now, we just move on. And that, for me, wasn't on the table by the sounds of it, but Everton must have some confidence in that they're going to get the points back to appeal it. But I think the way the whole unpredictability of the process at the moment is, we could come out of it far worse, like Forest. Because it is a scenario, guys, isn't it? We lose the appeal, we lose another point. Well, what happens if Forest lose their appeal? Do they lose X amount of points? You know, and again, past May 25th, we're all still...
Forest didn't appeal, though, did they? Forest just took it.
Right, yeah, sorry. But what I'm saying is, if they appealed it, you know, they've had some sort of conversation, you know, there to not appeal, to say, look, this could get a lot worse. Take what you've got, move on. And they know exactly what they need to do now. Whereas Everton have probably, for me, I'm on the side of like, look, just draw a line in the sand. Let's move forward as a club, you know, and let's move on. Because if not, we're all waiting for May 25th now. You know, what happens at the next appeal? You know, are we up? Are we down? And that's the bit I was saying about Dyche. He's like, what's the gap we have to have now if we want to stay up? Is it 3 points? Is it 4 points? Mm. Is it 6 points? And that kind of pressure on the lads when he's planning the games, you know, for me, they become more pressurised, the games, especially the home games, you know. And we haven't even talked about the fans at home, you know, about what role they've got to play in the up-and-coming fixtures. You know, it's massive, absolutely huge.
Well, just while I've got you on this call, because you may or may not be on before the season's out, so I just want to get your take on this. Obviously, I'm sure you've looked at the remaining seven fixtures now. So we've got Chelsea, Forest, Liverpool, Brentford, Luton, Sheffield United, Arsenal. I'm going to go through each fixture now. I'm going to ask you for 1, 3, or 0 points, okay?
Right,
I'll tell you mine as well after, just out of interest. Okay, so Chelsea away, 0, 1, or 3?
1.
Okay. I'm just getting mine up so I can just compare it to yours. Nottingham Forest at home?
3.
Okay. Liverpool at home?
I'm gonna say 1.
Oh, wow, okay. Brentford at home?
I'm going to be positive and go for 3.
Wow. Luton away?
None.
Sheffield United at home?
3.
Arsenal away?
0.
Okay, I'm certain you've given us more than I did. So it looks to me that you've got 4, 5, 8, 11 points. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave us... And I was going the other side of it. I was thinking worst case scenario. I only gave us 7 points. So I don't think we'll get a result at Chelsea, although I wouldn't be surprised if we did. I actually think we'll only get a point against Forest. I don't think we'll get anything from Liverpool. I think we'll beat Brentford. I think we'll beat Sheffield United. But I think we'll lose at Luton and Arsenal as well. So I agree with you on the last four results, but don't necessarily agree with the first three. Again, I guess it's a bit of a glass half full, glass half empty. I still think 7 points will probably be enough. However, the big one out of all of them, which we both said we're going to get 0 points from, is actually Luton away. because obviously it is a six-pointer, isn't it? We lose, they win. It's you know, we're staying still and they're catching us up with 3 points. So if we can get a draw in that game, that's probably worth more than one of the other victories are, because it obviously keeps them where they are as well. So it as you said before, it as when you've got seven games to go, an experienced manager like Deitch will be looking at that thinking, these are the games we need to take points from. These are the games that it would be a bonus. The other factor is who the other teams are playing on those weekends, because it becomes a psychological thing, doesn't it? If there's weekends where we think we're not going to pick up results and the other teams have got winnable games, that's where you're thinking, well, it might change your mentalities that weekend, going, well, if we can just get a point psychologically, them going into that game that weekend, knowing that we've got a point means that there's a bit more pressure on them. So it would be nice. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think them games, Brentford, Luton and Sheffield United, that's the make or break for me.
Yeah, without doubt. Without doubt. Obviously, Forest, I do get the feeling, based on the last few performances, they've got enough firepower to get out there, Forest. Now, Brentford in free fall. Brentford could easily, very easily end up in that bottom three if Luton pick points up. But I look at Forest, and obviously we'll see them in a couple of weeks' time at Goodison. But they look good enough for me to pick up two or three victories themselves, and I think it'll be a tough game at home, tougher than the Brentford one for me. But we'll see. But yeah, I mean, going back to your point you've made a few times now, I would love to just be looking at them fixtures now, and for that to be our only, you know, our only priority, our only issue, our only discussion point, our only debate. And I would please with, and I know I may not get many thanks for this, and there might be people criticising me for, you know, we can't sit down and blah, blah, blah. But I would really plead with the club to just try and come to, as you say, a truce with the Premier League and go, forget about these stadium stuff. Yous agree that there's not going to be any further sanctioning or further deductions for anything that yous decide to do, and we'll just move on. I don't think that is going to be the case. Apparently, the club have pretty much said we'll be launching our appeal straight away. But we'll see. Can't do anything about that, as usual. But thanks for your time, Col. Really appreciate it. Brilliant input. And again, hopefully everyone else appreciated some of the summaries we've come up with. Again, I'm sure I've got a few points wrong. I'm sure I've differs in opinion to some people, but that's the way it is. Please leave your comments. Please let us know. If you don't already, please hit subscribe. It does really help us. It doesn't cost you anything, but it means the world to us. Thanks for your time, Col, again. And as always, up the toffees.
Cheers, up the toffees, guys.